Just for a bit of background, why are we currently experiencing a microchip shortage?
So look, there's a few things going on at the moment, and it's almost like a perfect storm. You've got the economy side of things whereby, look, supply is falling short of demand. These chips are used in everything from cars to home appliances, electric toothbrushes, you name it, they're in all of these things. And we're really struggling to actually produce them because there are these supply chain issues. So there's a lot of problems getting the raw materials into the companies that actually build these things.
Mm. And where has that difficulty with the raw materials come from?
So there's some issues with mining. Of course, that's both legal issues and actually issues of getting the raw materials themselves. The other issue is more political because China is actually one of the world's biggest chip manufacturers. And China's flexing its muscle at the moment. On top of that, there are some legislative changes. Places like America have put, you know, bans on certain Chinese products. China are responding in kind by not delivering on other products. And we're also seeing worldwide this shortage of transportation options because in a lot of cases, we don't have things like truck drivers available. We don't have things like dock workers available. So materials aren't coming off the ships and what have you. So all of that together really puts, you know, this aspect of the microchip in play globally.
So do we have estimations on just how long this shortage is meant to last?
Look, I wish we did. A lot of researchers are saying things like, look, probably looking at about 3 to 6 months. Of course, what that means is that a lot of our Christmas presents are going to be impacted by that. You know, I don't know how you do it, but you happen to call on me to talk to you about this. And I actually ordered a brand new car a couple of months ago, and I've been told that, look, I won't get the car until next year just because they can't make it. So, you know, all of this is going to delay things even further.
So especially here in Australia, I guess, but in terms of economic effects, what are the likely kind of knock-on effects we might see?
Well, in Australia, you know, we're now coming out, or when I say we, you know, definitely the two most populous states in Australia are coming out of an extended lockdown because of the pandemic, and retail and you know, consumer purchasing was going to be one of those driving factors that actually restarts our economy, if you like, after the past couple of years that we've had full of challenges. So of course, what we're going to find now is, of course, if people can't buy the things that they were going to buy, it will have an effect on our economy as well. It might have a delayed effect in that because we can't get the things we want for a few months, we'll just order them now and we'll get them later. But of course, one of the things that we've seen, you know, with a lot of our online shopping and the new way that we buy things as consumer is we want things instantly. So what it means, or what it could mean, is that a lot of consumers will just not make the purchases, which in turn, you know, will have that flow-on effect, that domino effect of impacting these retailers that are really crying out for sales.
Yeah, and to me, I mean, it sounds like it might be worse for the brick and mortar retail stores because, you know, I personally, I'll go in, I'll have a browse, I'll shop there, but if I order something online, I at least kind of expect perhaps a delay in shipping and the like.
Definitely, and one of the things that we've seen in the United States, for example, is that there have just been all of these empty shelves in stores. There's a prediction that might happen in Australia. We haven't seen it quite yet, and definitely not in the way that we've seen it in the United States. But yeah, it's the bricks and mortar stores that will be the ones that will suffer. We've already seen, as far as consumer purchasing is concerned, that we're really moved online to purchase a lot of things. So this is going to dissuade or make people question whether they'll go into those brick and mortar stores at all.
Mm. And just before I let you go, Michael, I mean, for consumers, those who might have been, might have had their hearts set on getting a piece of tech for Christmas, yep. What should they be expecting? I mean, is it just an IOU in the old gift wrapping or what can be expected?
Look, you know, there might be an IOU in the stocking, better than a lump of coal, of course, or a potato, depending on what your family history is. But look, it's very much a matter of order early. So it might be too late now, but I definitely sit there and say, look, rather than wait until December, order it now. The other thing is, be patient. Everyone is working as hard as they possibly can. It's not retail workers' fault in any way, shape or form. It's still about, being nice and respectful to everyone, but maybe managing your own expectations that the new bit of tech might have to wait till next year. Maybe think of it as a birthday gift rather than a Christmas gift. But it very much is just a wait and see in this, current time of flux with the economy, with supply chains, and with the political environment we're seeing around the world.
Well, Michael, I really do appreciate you joining us on this one.
Look, thank you very much for having me and Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.